Apart from the support and development workers, we also have some specialist advisors in health and education. So in our health team, we've got Jill and Robin, and in Northern Ireland, we've got Marie. And they'll talk to our members about something that's specifically medical that maybe I wouldn't know enough information about. It could be about bowel and bladders. I mean, Jill, what Jill doesn't know about bowel and bladders isn't worth knowing, you know. And Robin also has a mental health background. So, because a lot of our members also struggle with depression or mental health issues. So it's always good to have someone like that to talk to. We also have education advisors. One in the north, one in the south, who will they can give more specialised information about educational issues that I again may not know the specifics of. So it might be about statementing or things like that. Recently, we had a youth worker, Nick Shaw. He's just joined us. Now, his remit is working with young people between the ages of 18 and 20, trying to include them more in the charity. And so he's looking to meet up with a lot of them to see how he can help them benefit from being part of the charity.
Mm. And what about the parents? I mean, presumably you obviously support them quite
a bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
so.
Because
I would imagine that if a young couple who are pregnant, it can be quite a shock to be told that their child may have some serious issues.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, we come across sort of two groups, really. Some people are very pragmatic and they're like, oh, well, we'll deal with it. That's fine. Whatever life throws at us, we'll get on with it. And with some other people, it can be devastating. It can be the worst moment of their lives. And they're toying with, shall we continue? Shall we not continue? Mm. You know, what do we do? And so we go out and we'll give them the information. We don't ask them to make a choice. We just give them the information, and, you know, and I'm happy to put them in touch with other families, you know, just so they can get a full picture of what they want to do. We also have been trying to get support groups up and running. I've got one started in Peterborough earlier this year for parents with children aged 0 to 5. So that's an opportunity for the parents to get together and have a chat while the children can play. So that's been quite successful so far. So.